intending to move out, so we're going to hit the summer trade in both Northern Ireland and in Dublin, probably by June time. And we're talking to distributors, and we have a number of arrangements already in place to get the product to a wider audience. We sort of believe that Football Special has been such a standard favourite drink in Donegal that it's about time we took it to the rest of the world, and that's what we're starting now to do.
And do you think it can be as famous nationally as it is here in the county?
Well, that's what we hope. We can't see why flavours and tastes that are sort of unique to Donegal would just be for Donegal people. And the feedback we get from people who come on holidays to Donegal who are not Donegal residents is very positive. As it always has been down through the years. We just never had the opportunity of moving it out before, you know. So now we're trying to do that.
And it is quite a gamble to go nationwide. I'm sure your company, like many others, has been hit by the recession.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But we think at the same time that, you know, we have to move outside of our own market. It's our own market in Donegal. It's very good and all that, but it's quite small. We need to play in a bigger pitch, and that's what we believe we're going to do now. And I suppose one of the things that the recession does is it really shows you, you know, you've got to play to your strengths. Football Specials or flagship brand. We want to push this one out now and take it further afield.
And just finally, Edward, something that many people want to know, what's the ingredients to Football Special, or is that a secret?
That's an absolutely closely guarded secret, I'm afraid, Barry. That's just not available. Only two people know that, and we don't travel together, you know, so that's the way it is.